Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to feel a lot better if you came in here if they beat the Baltimore Ravens. But we feel even better than that because they kicked their ass.
Yeah, the way it looked. It was all about just find a way to win. It could have been 20-20 or 21-20 and we've been fine. You know, it could have been an ugly 17-16 win. You would have said, hey, a win's a win. But the fashion it happened, a complete football game for the Kansas City Chiefs in week four was
one of the
was
most
exactly
ever.
What you needed. Yeah, you probably have to go back to the Bears game last year. I think that's the Christmas Day game, I'm sorry, last year. That's probably the last time you felt this good after a loss or after a win, I'm sorry, for the Chiefs, because you saw the offense perform at the level it did. I would say
not a single penalty from the offensive line.
Yeah, Juwan Taylor, we're not talking about him this week. I promise we won't at all. This is the only time I'm mentioning his name this week. That's a good thing. That's what should happen for offensive linemen. You notice that Josh Simmons, nobody really talked about him yesterday. That means he played awesome because nobody's talking about Josh Simmons. It was truly amazing to see finally the offense come together. Now, we'll get into some of the more specifics in a little bit. We welcome your interaction over on the Jay Southlands Host Service text line, 913-586-7965. Also, the video stream up and running. We are aware that the app might be having some issues today, so apologies. Hopefully that gets corrected. But if you're trying to get on the Odyssey app and having problems, you're not alone. We got an email right before we hopped on the show. It's out of our control. It's a whole nationwide thing right now with the Odyssey app. So make sure you check out YouTube if you're having Odyssey app issues, or obviously listen on the FM on 96.5 The Fan. But let's get into this more specifically, because Patrick Mahomes, for really the last year and a half, has been nationally heavily criticized because of his performance. And we've talked about it here. He has not played his best football. But so much of the conversation had to always include what happens when you start having a competent offensive line. What happens when you have the weapons that you're supposed to have out there? What happens when that occurs? What's his play like then? And yesterday, it was his best football game in 700 days or so, if you want to go off of the four touchdown at least performance. It's the first time since 2023 Mahomes had four touchdowns, and to have in what was such a massive game for you to put together that type of performance, that's the reminder of where, hey, things can all come together still, and it's a long season.
It just, when you go, and it doesn't mean that we ever doubted it, but when you go a really long period of time without it looking easy. Because, again, last year, it's not that they didn't win a lot of games. They obviously won a lot of games, Gold, but at no point did it seem like it was simple or easy for them. That game was easy. Against a top opponent, it was easy. And I understand that the Ravens are now 1-3, and they got a massive amount of injuries and everything else in between there. But if nationally people are going to gush over the performance that Josh Allen put up against the Ravens, if they're going to gush what Jared Goff did, if these games are going to matter, And they're going to matter for other quarterbacks, well, then they got to matter for Patrick Mahomes. They got to matter for him, too. And we got to talk about it that same way, and we got to give it that same amount of credence, because, again, that was their most complete performance in 2 years. Like, even more so for me than the Bears, because the Bears ones had the haphazard things going wrong part of it. The Chiefs didn't return kicks for touchdowns. They weren't blocking everything. They just played incredibly hard-nosed defense, created pressure through blitzes, kept Lamar Jackson, who was playing once again at an MVP level, off his game completely from the jump, and then dominated offensively. So, like, it was just a complete effort. That's what really stood out to me. It felt like a full game of just dominance.
It was that, and also, how entertaining was that? That's the difference, too. You know, it's, as we say, just find a way to win, but it was those two games that we've referenced, either the Christmas Day game last year or the Bears game. When you watch, the offense was fun and exciting to watch. That's what people have gotten used
passes,
to.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what people have gotten used to in Kansas City during this dynasty run that they've been in. That when it was really, really fun, not only just winning football games, but it's when the offense looked like they could break off an explosive play at any time, when there was tons of creativity and speed on the field. And we're going to talk about Xavier Worthy specifically here in about 5 minutes, and we'll hear from him from after the game. But when Breshard Smith's on the field and Worthy's on the field, you can see how everything just opens up offensively. And then with that, Mahomes was playing with, I think, renewed confidence because he trusts the offensive line, and frankly, you trust the play calling more when things are in a rhythm and a flow, and you're not shaking your head, frustrated playing throughout the game and trying to do too much. The only time that happened at the beginning of the game was, and Mahomes referenced it in his post-game comments, was they had a couple guys open on the opening drive, and I think that the pass was batted down. He was trying to get the ball. I think it was to Juju,
yep.
and that got batted down. Otherwise, the play was there.
He was open. Yeah.
So as much as, you know, understandably so, the play calling's been criticized, and you know, again, when things go well, Andy's the genius. When they go bad, Matt Nagy's the idiot. That's how, for whatever reason, everybody treats this thing. That plan was awesome yesterday. When you have the tools to run an effective offense, they can execute. They can call a pretty good game, it turns out, again. They didn't forget how the hell to call a football game. It's just that their hands were tied behind their back a little bit when you're out there relying on an older Travis Kelce and just, you know, third and fourth receivers. Worthy being on the field changed everything for the offense.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. The second, and look, I'll admit, I'll wait before I'm like, offense fixed. And I'm not saying you're saying that. Problem solved. No problems anymore. Nothing to see here, because the Ravens defense is admittedly horrid.
Yep.
Horrid. They're one of the worst, if not the worst, defense in the entire NFL.
But they did what you're supposed to
Correct.
Do. A fully functional offense is supposed to dominate
way. They're not for dominating a bad defense. But I am going to have to see them function that way and operate that way against a better defense before I'm like back into the... And I told you, I think they can be a top five offense with Worthy and Rice. But it was going to take time to see that. But I mean, there's no doubt that it made a significant difference. He had 120 plus yards off seven touches. He averaged like 15 yards a touch in that game. He also has the single longest run for the team.
He did.
On the year now. In addition to and by the way, Mahomes missed him on, not missed him. You know, you don't hit every deep pass. Those are lower probability. He had him open deep more than the times he hit him. So like Worthy was having zero trouble getting open. Marlon Humphrey gave up the most yards per pass in the NFL over the weekend. It was just nice to see it. And Worthy is a huge part of why I thought it just made everything smoother. It made the running backs look better. It made Kelce look better. It made Mahomes look better and the offensive line look better. Turns out having an explosive player somehow makes the offense look more explosive.
Yeah, and so like, there's always more nuance required for the conversation. You acknowledge there too, the injuries to Baltimore. And I think though there's renewed excitement of what this offense can be. You had to at least see them be fully functional for a game and look explosive again. And they just did that. And knowing that at some point, you're still getting Rashee Rice back. That's why I get what you're saying, where you're like, hey, I got to see it for a couple more weeks. The reason why I believe like the offense is back to the certain extent of like they're going to be one of the better offenses. I'm not saying that like now I think they're going to start averaging 30 points a game. That's not what I'm saying. But knowing that they did that without Rashee Rice against a defense that has struggled, you know, what happens when, yes, they play a better defense, but also what happens when that opponent is going to have to deal with Rice and Worthy on the field at the same time, let alone if they're fortunate enough to have Brown and Thornton on the field. That's the thing about Worthy's day. You're right about the 100 yards of scrimmage, over 100 yards from scrimmage, but Worthy, Kelce, and Mahomes did not score touchdowns. Mahomes didn't run one in is what I mean. They didn't have touchdowns. They spread it around. Pacheco obviously had the touchdown. Juju's getting in the end zone. Hollywood Brown's getting in on the end zone. Tyquan Thorne's getting in on the end zone. Like that to me was what made the win more impressive, that everybody got involved. And it wasn't, while Worthy's impact was massive, it wasn't like he had three touchdowns. You're like, okay, well, that's not sustainable. No, it opened things up for Juju and everybody else. Here's what Xavier Worthy had to say on getting back out there and obviously where his health was at going into the game.
Once I got tackled the first time, I was good. Just needed to test it out. Now, I'm glad it was just happened on the first play so I could get it going. I didn't have to play scared. When I got hurt, I mean, I was trying to get back in immediately, but I just couldn't lift my arm. But, I mean, when I got hurt and then when I got back to KC, I was just immediately, I was trying to get back in as fast as possible. I mean, the coaches, I mean, they know how I am as a player. I mean, they probably helped me back for myself more than anything. I was trying to get back out there at the same time. So, I mean, I never had no worry about me coming back.
That last part aligns with what you had been hearing for the last week or two.
He
wanted to play in not just the Giants game, but that when he all of a sudden was limited in practice that Friday before the Eagles game. He thought he was good to go there. Obviously, it ends up working out. They get the win against the Giants. They now get the win against the Ravens. And he looked good to go. I think, you know, immediately, first play from scrimmage, they got him the football. And he acknowledged it. Get the first hit out of the way, and then you're just playing football. And he did a good job, too. I think there were a couple plays that was pretty evident. He did kind of, like, slide down a little bit just to protect himself. But that's fine. He should do that. There's no reason to try. Because a guy of his size also, you're not going to break many tackles anyway, dude. Like, that's not his game. It's all about speed.
Make a miss.
And make a miss. You're not going to run through a guy anyway. So why even jeopardize the shoulder whatsoever?
I guess a lot of it for Worthy, and this is where, like, it makes a big difference for them, is this is still, and this is what we probably don't mention, this is still a far more complete offense than at any point that they had Worthy last year.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood is available and has been playing football. Tyquan Thornton is better than any option they had at the back end of the white, and I know he only caught the one pass, since Worthy, Kelsey, and Brown did what we would expect out of them, and even Juju did what we expect out of them. They were far more balanced than I've seen them. And look, I'm curious to see how they roll Rice back into this and what the balance of wide receivers look like. But they're going to be really difficult to guard. Really, really difficult to guard because of all the reasons we just mentioned. And the deep passing game being back is a huge part of it. And look, there's certainly still some problems in the running game. I'm not denying that.
That's still the biggest issue with the offense, yeah.
But a huge part of, and I know one of them was because he kept jumping behind the line. I barely remember Mahomes running at all. And I know he ran two or three times, and they were all
four
good for
times
a yard,
for 5 yards.
Although this is like a really small. I don't think Andy should be allowed legally. I think it should be like finable. I don't think he should be allowed to be running option plays inside the 5 yard line and not run a QB sneak, but that's fine. You know, he's got Mahomes running for
that
a
was bizarre.
Yard.
That was
what
bizarre.
A weird play
that
call.
Was bizarre.
Such a weird play call. I'm going to let that one go because they scored a bunch of points. I don't want to get bogged down on that part, but he made a huge difference. I think a lot of this is they haven't been explosive for a long time, but they also have not had players who can get down the field and make massive plays in a long time. Thornton is now that. Worthy is that. And you see what difference it makes in their ability to score every single day. I'm not just like offensive problems are solved. Because again, the Ravens' defense is awful. But it was reassuring to know that they could. Like you and I going into the game, we're like, hope it's a game in the 20s. Who said, who was it? Was it Friday? Who was talking about they thought that a shootout would not be the worst thing for the Chiefs to get into.
Danan. Was Danan, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I want the Chiefs having to score 30. They could have scored 45, 50 in that game if they had to. They just put on the brakes once the third quarter hit, and they didn't need to put any more points.
Yeah, Mahomes wasn't even out there when the kneel downs was happening. If you would,
then we got Gardner Minshew time.
Gardner Minshew. And I would say Gardner, I would have thought he was going to be on the drive earlier. Like, there were some people.
Yeah, why was he in there when it was 37 to 20 and Lamar was out?
It was pretty surprising. But
37-13.
One of those wins that gets, I mean, as you can imagine, the locker room was as happy as it's been all season long. And you could tell that the vibes were pretty good, not only in the locker room, but obviously from Kansas City Chiefs fans, as they should be in the text line. I think for the most part, is pretty reasoned with their response, right? I think everybody is acknowledging kind of what we're saying, which is, hey, this is what was needed to see. Also knowing the opponent, also knowing the issues. My only thing is, I don't want to move the goalposts though either. At the same time, while we can acknowledge the Ravens defense was banged up and got even more banged up during the game, it was kind of crazy how they ended up, by the end of the game, seven starters were out, but the Chiefs were already up considerably by that point in time, but still they kept suffering injuries. We can acknowledge that while also not moving the goalposts and now saying, well, now they got to do it against this team. Like at first it was like, I got to see anything from them. And then now we're all week, people are picking the Ravens to win and saying they were just a better team. Now we're saying, well, the Ravens aren't that good. So which one is it? Like, that's my only problem with their performance. Like, we don't need to move the goalposts too much on what the Chiefs did on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens.
I just think if we're doing that, then we need to dismiss that the Lions, because like coming out of that game, I remember the story. Gold, we came in on that Monday. We're like, yeah, maybe the early demise of the Lions offense was a little too exaggerated. Yeah. That's what people were saying coming out of that game. So like if that was your feeling about the Lions offense, and by the way, the Lions have continued to score. It's not like they stopped scoring.
Their offense is fully
game.
Back. Yep.
If that was your feeling about the Lions offense coming out of that game, that should be your feeling about the Chiefs offense. I get it. The Ravens have the worst defense in the NFL. Honestly, I can't believe they only gave up 17 points to the Browns. It's shocking, honestly, at that point. And they're going to be able to score on a lot of teams, and their schedule ideally will lighten up for them at some point, because going back-to-back, Lions, Chiefs isn't exactly going to help you out, and Bills in the first three games, that's a lot of tough opponents. But no, I don't think you want, like, again, I'm not dismissing it, and I'm not saying prove it to me as in, like, in the sense that just they're going to be the level of offense that they look like there. Not that they can be a good offense, not that they can be a lot better than the mediocre version and the bad offense of the first half we saw a week ago. It's not that. One game isn't enough of sample size to just be like, you're elite, we're all elite, but they're definitely a lot better.
No, they show that they can be fully functional with this group, and then the hope is when Rashee Rice comes back, they can pivot to being one of the better offenses. That's where now that they're at least in position to do that now, if they can somehow improve the running game at all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.